Welcome to the Learning Curve Podcast. Money, finance, politics, sports, and whatever else is making the news. This is Muck Dog. Come on in. Making the news last week was Bank of America offering up to 30 free trades per month. Now, when they announced this, other brokerage stocks just got hammered. Other brokerage companies have different fee structures based on whether you're an active trader, whether you have a certain amount of balance in your account, whatever. But being in California, this isn't offered here yet, so I can't participate. But I did look at some of the details. Now, Bank of America requires a $25,000 minimum balance, and unless you have a balance over $50,000, there's a $50 annual fee on your account. It doesn't sound like a lot, but the other thing to look at is the savings rate for a savings account at Bank of America. Looking on their website, their saving rates per year is 0.5%. The risk-free CD is yielding 4.4% for a five-month term. Now compare that over to Vanguard, and Vanguard's prime money market account is currently yielding 5.3%. So even though Bank of America is offering 30 free trades per month if you meet their requirements, it looks like they could be shortchanging you in your interest rate if you have money just sitting around. I think the big deal with their offer of 30 free trades is that they're really the first major company to offer this kind of deal. If you remember, there was a company called Free Trade that had free trades for a while, and they got absorbed eventually into Ameritrade. I don't know about you, but I certainly feel more comfortable going with a big institution who offers free trading than some company, a flybynight.com company that comes up and says, hey, join us and put your money here. I never felt too comfortable with that. Anyways, that was going on last week. I think it was a major hit to the brokerages because they will now have to compete and probably drive prices downward, which is a good thing for those of us who trade stocks. Well, that's it for now. Check out the blog at thelearningcurve.blogspot.com. See you next time.